Go do what you gotta do.
Also, I want to hear from Leonard Carmichael at some point.
Ooh!
All right,
looks
guys.
Looks like it's just you and me now. We got to keep this banter going.
Oh, dude, the bants go all night.
The bants do go all night. I put my bants on one bag at a time.
You're off your game, Fox.
Yo, I've got a song, dude.
Yeah, it's your song. I think it's time for a song.
Yeah, let's go. Ready?
No. Yes.
Do it.
Yo, we're going to build up to this ending.
Somewhere between psychotic and iconic. Somewhere between I want it and I got it. Somewhere between I'm sober and I'm lifted. Somewhere between a mistress and commitment. But I stay down, girl, I always stay down. Get down, never lay down. Promise to break everybody out before I break down. Everyone just wait now, so much on my plate now. People I believed in, they don't even show their face now. What they got to say now, nothing they can say now. Nothing really changed, but still they look at me away now. What more can I say now, what more can I say now? You might feel like nothing was the same. I still been drinking on the low, mobbing on the low, fucking on the low, smoking on the low. I still been plotting on the low, scheming on the low. The furthest thing from perfect, like everyone I know. I just been drinking on the low, mobbing on the low, fucking on the low, smoking on the low. I just been plotting on the low, scheming on the low. The furthest thing from perfect, like everyone I know. And I hate that you don't think I belong to you. Just too busy running shit to run home to you. You know that paper, my passion. Bittersweet celebrations. I know I can't change what happened. I can't help it, I can't help it. I was young and I was selfish. I made every woman feel like she was mine and no one else's. Now you hate me, stop pretending, stop that frontin'. I can't take it, girl, don't treat me like a stranger. Girl, you know I seen you naked. Girl, you know that I remember. Don't be a pretender. Getting high at the condo, that's when it all comes together. You know I stay reminiscing and makeup sex is tradition. But you been missing, girl, and you might feel like nothing was the same. I still been drinking on the low, mobbing on the low, fucking on the low, smoking on the low. I still been plotting on the low, scheming on the low. The furthest thing from perfect, like everyone I know. I just been drinking on the low, mobbing on the low, fucking on the low, smoking on the low. I just been plotting on the low, scheming on the low. The furthest thing from perfect, like everyone I know.
Drinking, smoking, fucking, plotting, scheming, plotting, scheming, getting money. Drinking, fucking, smoking, plotting, scheming, plotting, scheming, getting money.
This the life for me. My mama told me this was right for me. Got them worried, like, make sure you save a slice for me. I should have a spoon serve you up with a fork and knife for me. Your actions make us doubt you. Your lack of effort got me rapping different. This the shit I wanna go out to. Play this shit at my funeral if they catch me slipping. Naked women swimming, that's just how I'm living. Donate $1 million and some children, that's just how I'm feeling. A nigga filling up arenas, who the fuck will see us? I had to Derrick Rose and knee up before I got the re-up. Yours truly the boy. I just build and build more, y'all niggas build and destroy. Y'all niggas party too much, man, I just chill and record. No filler, you feel it now if you ain't feel it before. Yes, Lord, this is shit I wanna go out to. Yeah, yeah, this is shit I wanna go out to.
This
Too much.
Sensational. Cheesecake. Sensational.
To this whole thing, but you get real on a pill and I like it. You just like my sidekick, I just wanna ride, fulfill all your desires. Keep you in the front, never in the back, and never on the side of. You a real ass woman and I like it, I don't wanna fight it. You know I'm a rider, nothing left to hide, your other nigga tired. Talk about you like you never leave his side, but I don't really buy it. Me, I'm moving quiet, all the things we try, and let's just keep it private.
Don't say anything.
Tell me, should I cut these other girls right out of my life, cause we never decided. Tell me how you feel inside. You a real ass woman and I like it. Yeah.
Dedicate to you.
I need you inspired, I need you excited, I don't wanna fight it. Yeah, yeah. I figure out you, you figure out me, we both a different breed. I'm following your lead, I ask you what you need, you say guaranteed. I mean, you say that like it's easy. You never believe me, told ya I got seats for these other girls. Sleeping on them, girl, I'm sleepy. Sometimes I'm so indecisive. But you a real ass woman and I like it, I don't wanna fight it.
Yo.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was the longest block of music that Strictly 80s Joel has ever played.
Not true. Want to do a little bit of Strictly 80s Joel history?
Yeah, let's hear the history.
Enlighten me, please.
The first semester Joe and I did it, it was all music, basically.
And then us going...
All pretty shitty music, let's be real.
Nope. Like,
not that great.
Hey. I don't know if that's true, to be honest.
It was probably a lot of stuff that we wouldn't like now. Mm. Some stuff that we like now.
You requested us play Warning Sign by Coldplay a lot, and I like that song.
So I mean, we played some. We played Miguel a lot.
We did play a lot of Miguel. I think there was one week where you played. It might not have been that song, but I think it was. You were like, "I got a song."
We played it twice.
I got a song, and you played. You played "Do You" by Miguel, and I was like, "Sick!" And we were like, "Good song choice, nice." And then the next week, you know, because I have a better memory than you, because I haven't partook in any memory loss droogs.
That's true. Dirks.
You Dorks. Were like, "I got a song," and I'm like, "Okay, what is it?" And you're like, "No, no, no, it's gonna be a surprise. I got this." And you play that song, and I'm like, "Bruh." Hey, yo, man, you played this last week, and then...
Hey, in my defense, we did it every other week.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Our show was every other week. It was 3 a.m. Friday nights?
Yes, Saturday mornings, Friday nights.
And then what'd we do? We had...
the drill. 3 to 4 a.m.
We had 3 to 4 a.m. every other week, and then we had, like, 2 a.m. weekly. Then we got 1 a.m. weekly, and then we got midnight on Thursdays...
Yeah.
And then that's my favorite slot, to be honest.
That was a good one. Yeah.
That was my favorite. And then we had
that was definitely the best balance of like
Oh no, dude.
Chill to like actually 2 to 3 a.m.
on every week on Saturdays or Fridays was sick actually.
Every week?
That was sick.
But so sophomore year?
That was sick actually.
Yeah.
Because we had like a ton of people in studio like every show.
This also.
Yeah. That was good.
Dude, the Thursday one was a lot too. That was I mean you were here less.
That was last semester too.
No. Last semester was midnight Wednesday? On Wednesdays.
Oh yeah.
Which was less good. And then we were like, well, we can live with that. And then they gave us midnight on Tuesdays this semester because Hunter Howard had our back after the world betrayed us.
Yes.
Love that guy.
Yeah.
Did you guys see him in After the Revolution?
Nope, didn't see that play.
Oh.
I don't see.
He was good. He played an adorable old man.
I don't see theater.
Sure.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Got any rebuttals to that?
I don't like when people pretend to be other people. I like, give it to me straight.
I don't like when they go up on that stage and they spit and they shout.
You're not in Urinetown. You're in Medford. Don't try and tell me this is Urinetown.
No, they're telling you you're in town. You're in
but
Medford
you're in town.
Town
is less...
I'm in
a place as it is a metaphysical place.
Yes.
What does metaphysical mean?
Well, Medford physical.
Yeah, like so physical meaning like touchy feely, and meta as in like metamorphosis. So it's when you change into something.
Oh, by Kafka.
Yeah, exactly. It's when you change into something that just likes to rub up on people all the time.
Mm. What are some things, top five things that like to rub up on people all the time?
Me, number one.
Yeah, number one.
Number one, Rowan.
Number two, I'd say woolly bear caterpillars.
Hmm.
Number three, X-Files.
X-Files.
X-Files, yeah.
X-Files. Number four, non-woolly bear caterpillars.
So just caterpillars?
Yeah, just but excluding woolly bears.
Literally everything else. Just non-woolly bear caterpillars.
Yeah. Everything in the world.
Everything that is not a woolly bear caterpillar.
Then what's number five?
Including the X-Files and me.
Yeah.
Everything.
And then number five is John Bon Jovi, of all things.
Yeah,
he's,
no, he gets in there.
He's
say real... all about John, he loves to rub.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's not so much that. He just like gets a little bit handsy every once in a while. Like, he'll finish up a gig, and then he'll like, go for the high five, and he just leaves it there like a second too long. You're like...
Yeah. And he clasps.
Yeah, like, but he,
listeners, if you're watching at home, I'm clasping my hand.
But not that fast. Just like he'll just go for it slowly, and then like you have to either pull it away, or it's like it's too late, and then you just have to let it happen.
Or the times when he's just touched my penis without me giving him permission to.
Yeah. Well, that's why you never high five with.
You
your
shouldn't
dick,
run. I'm going to give you a little life lesson here. You shouldn't end a sentence with a preposition.
There you go.
Okay. So don't none of that. Without when you didn't give him her permission to, okay?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
I just said, well, you didn't give me permission.
Well, we'll check the tapes. We'll get to the fifth hour of the show. Check the tapes, see what you said. We'll come back in 5 years for homecoming, of course.
Of course, yeah.
Go to the homecoming game.
Of course.
Go to the Bubs show.
Yep.
Yes.
Like you do.
As you do.
Balls.
But we've... You know, I think... Oh, therefore I am.
There you go.
It's always saying that.
Yeah. You know me.
Ladies and gentlemen, a man has just justified his existence on live radio broadcast. This is astounding and unprecedented. So We'll see if he manages to fuck it up and stop existing at some point, but I don't know. It's looking pretty good. Looking pretty good from here on out. What do you think, Rowan?
I agree.
Yeah.
Mr. Hoover.
Some of that color commentary in
there? Yes.
Mr. Doje.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get too...
I always say that because I'm fucking Indian.
American Indian.
Amerindian. Indigenous.
To the Amer River?
Yes.
It's pronounced Amir. Anyway, I'm not trying to get too sentimental here, DJ Doje, but
yeah,
I'm curious, you know, you've been on this show since the first year?
Yeah, since second semester probably, when y'all were enamored by my impressions and you're like, do this on the radio. And I said, yeah.
Nah, it doesn't sound like us.
I'm paraphrasing, obviously.
Doesn't sound like us. So I'm just curious, you know, if you have any favorite Joel memories and favorite Grohl memories.
Favorite Joel and or Grohl memories.
Just any emotional stuff.
Oh, man. Who was the guy who brought in the jar of pot?
Francois.
It was Francois.
The captain.
Potts, for the listeners.
Yes.
The captain?
Yes, does captain.
Yes, does captain. Oh, there was that show where we literally... The incipient discovery of Ricky Ricardo, where we...
Mm.
That was that show, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, it was a different show.
Because DJ Dorian was... there for the Ricky Ricardo show.
And I remember that the only other song that was not Ricky Ricardo that got played through the entire way was one that I just like wrote and begged you guys to let me play on air. So
we also
like, all right, we'll humor you, Jake. And then you listen to it and you're like,
you know what was a good show, actually? Remember when we read parts of Jake's play?
His Roman play.
Oh my
play.
God, yes.
That was cool.
He was like, where's Caesar?
That was funny.
Yeah, that was good. And,
yeah, the best part is nobody took that seriously, and at some point I was just like, okay.
We took it seriously, you just didn't like the direction we went with the characters.
You're the screenwriter, we directed it.
Yeah.
What screen
you have to learn,
interpreted the script?
You have to learn to let go. I told you, we have the technology to project visuals through the microphones.
Michaels. I forget sometimes.
Sorry, the Michaels.
The Michaels, yes.
I get, yeah.
So, you know, one is Michael Sheen, one is Michael Shannon.
Jordan. Wait, we've never told listeners the names of these Michaels.
Jordan.
Yeah, Mike 4 is Michael Jordan. Michael Sheen?
Michael Sheen, yeah.
That one? I'm pointing, listeners.
That one's...
Jackson.
Michael Jackson, yeah.
Tyson.
Michael Tyson. Yes.
Bloomberg. Tyson Bloomberg.
Michael Tyson Bloomberg, yes. It was a strange marriage. Those
Neil
two.
deGrasse Michael Tyson.
one top Joel for me is probably back in the old days. Just these two dogs, me and Road Daddy.
Yeah,
couple of lone wolves together.
Two of the naughty boys.
That's true. Nice boys.
It's 3 a.m. It was dark. We were wearing sunglasses. No, it was 3 a.m. There was a big blizzard.
Oh, I remember that was good.
in the foggy town of Medford.
Yeah,
and everybody was warm. The children were warm in their beds, and we were trying to, you know, get here. And we just like were crawling like snow up to our waists down these hills. And it was worse getting back because, as listeners know, there's a giant hill.
Yeah.
Right next to the studio that you have to climb up when there's no more steps.
You can all see it very clearly.
Yeah, very clearly. If Rowan tilts his Jordan over
there.
Yeah,
there you go. Excellent visuals there.
And we came here and we were just soggy and cold and snowy. And we just played just a very good,
yes.
A very probably our best musical show, in my opinion.
Tightest, most concise,
most thematic. Like,
yeah.
It just felt right for the weather. It was just amazing, snowy show.
People liked it too, I think.
We had a lot of listeners that time.
Yeah, we did.
That was one of our shining early moments. And then afterwards, we had to haul our way back up in the snow. So I'm actually just talking about that. It made me want to play something.
Wait, I've got one too.
From that show.
Can I play the beginning of mine real quick?
Sure.
It's one of the one of my favorite songs. I think it's a good one we
played. Did we play it then?
Yeah, or just we did.
Okay, let's hear it. Let's see if this is what I was gonna play. Oh, sorry. God damn it! I hate you. I did not trudge through the snow for you to play that shit every week of my goddamned life. So this is just, I know it's not snowing right now.
No, it is.
In our hearts.
No, outside.
Oh yeah, you're right. New England, man.
New England.
So I'm trying to listen.
Yeah.
I'm trying to listen.
For sure.
Yo, this goes out to season one of Strictly 80s Joel.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hello.
All right, listeners.
Again.
Listeners, that was a little
time to clean up after yourselves.
Y'all just
looks like we have a caller.
Who's cleaning, dude? Cleaning up shop.
We have a caller on the line.
Caller, you're on the air.
Jesus, that song was endless.
Pizza Rat!
Pizza Rat, how you doing?
Look at motherfuckers, all right? I heard you. I heard you eating my order in the studio. Is that even allowed, first off, to eat deliveries before they get here to the subway?
I thought you delivered it. You're a pizza delivery rat, aren't you?
No, I was taking... Okay, look, if your listeners don't know, hi, I'm the pizza rat. I was in that video holding the pizza, walking down the stairs. I'm a rat.
Classic don't video. Love that video.
Delivering it?
Don't say it like you're a has-been. You still have game, man. Come on. Have some faith.
Nah, man. It's late as fuck right now. I'm calling in. I got nothing going. I'm driving around listening to this shit.
You're driving in what?
Chrysler Plymouth.
A Chrysler Prius?
No, he's in Plymouth.
Plymouth.
I was going to say.
The Plymouth Rock Expedition.
Wait, Pizza Rat, one second.
Is right next to the Chrysler Rock.
Who's speaking?
Is this Leonard Carmichael?
Yes.
Oh, why do you ask? I thought this is Dwight McPhee.
No, this is me. Dwight McPhee.
Oh, there he goes.
There we go.
Yes.
Isn't he dead? Is he dead or what?
I'm not sure.
No, I don't know.
It's me.
Dwight, fill us in. How have you been doing? What's been going on?
Well... I'm glad you asked. You know, I've been here for hours. No one said anything.
We've had a very busy radio show.
Yeah, there's been a lot of calls. We couldn't get to you.
You managed to perfectly camouflage next to a stack of vinyl.
Well,
yeah, you managed to stay hidden during that three-hour fucking neckbeard convention that was going on in the studio.
Yes, there were so many neckbeards on everyone here. I was surprised.
I have been told.
So many white guys with opinions.
Oh, so many white guys with opinions. Now, I've been told I look like a stack of vinyl records.
He does. In fact,
uncanny.
Yes. I've always taken it as a compliment.
His elbow is very Joshua Tree.
Yes. I've always taken it as a compliment, but recently I've started doing my own laundry. And as they always say, don't ever count your chickens.
Yes.
Never.
You heard it here, folks.
No, DeWick, last I checked...
Yes.
You were either dead or in the middle of international waters on a boat with your arch nemesis Leonard Carmichael and a very creepy but similar to your friend Honey Bear named Miss Piggy.
And don't forget about Dan Harmon.
Can I say,
hey, me, Dan Harmon here.
Hey, Dan.
Stop.
Fat lard.
Stop it, Dan.
What about Lazy Skinner?
Groovy Skinner.
Groovy Skinner.
Oh, Groovy Skinner. What a great friend. You know, he always spoke so fondly of you, Georgie, before he died.
I was there.
Georgie was there, man.
You were there, Georgie, yet you still missed the funeral?
Dan Harmon is there.
Wait, Groovy
Skinner. Of a meat lover's pizza.
Yes.
Groovy Skinner passed away?
Yes. Groovy Skinner passed away on that boat in international waters.
Oh.
R.I.P.
And you know, as they always say, if you die in international waters...
You die forever.
Have you really died at all?
Oh.
It's true.
That...
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do they...
What if you die in the subway just trying to get pizza back to your hole?
Well, then I can't relate to that.
Pizza Rat, that's no way to refer to your wife.
Hey, look, fuckstick.
I remember a
don't
better
tell
day.
Me how to talk about my wife. I love my wife and I love this country. Those are my two loves.
Those are his two
Third
loves.
Third most, I love pizza. Fourth, I love my Chrysler Plymouth. You don't tell me how to talk about what I love. All right?
All right. I won't do that again, Pizza Rat. I'm sorry.
I fucking love this country. I fucking love science. That's number five.
Do you love Scientology, though?
No, that's a crack.
You know I love that bass.
You know I love that bass.
A crock of horse shit.
Don't speak so harshly on Scientology when your friend Tom Cruise is on the line.
Oh, Tom Cruise, you're still here?
You love me.
Cruise?
We have so many people in this studio.
You know, I never leave the studio early. People say I last the longest.
Tom Cruise, don't you think you're biting off a little more than you can chew?
Listen, I have such a big fucking mouth. I can bite as much as I want. I can always chew whatever I bite.
So should try. We call you Tom Chews?
Pizza down the stairs.
Yeah, I could do that so easy. Everyone loves me. They love how I carry pizza.
Okay.
Anyway, pizza rat. I feel like you're a bit of a one trick rat. No offense. I feel like we've got a lot to unpack with our dear friend Dwick McPhee, and you're just trying to talk about putting pizza in holes.
Did someone say Dwick McPhee?
You know, McPhee? I casually mentioned earlier that I drive a car. I'm still a rat.
He is a rat. That's
true. No, I have a bunch of rats helping out driving the thing. It's just me.
What part of the car do you place yourself on?
The driver's seat, obviously.
Okay. So
does seem pretty obvious now that you say it out loud.
By drive a car, do you just mean sit in a car?
Dude, he's a big rat.
I got my hands at 10 and 2.
What about your feeties?
My mouth on a slice of New York's finest.
Pizza rat with his blatant disregard for, you know, safety, eating while driving. I mean, pizza, yeah, it's portable, but, like, it gets pretty sloppy, and if it's too hot, like, you're completely fucked.
What?
Oh, I've had many a day ruined by a burned tongue. Let me tell you that, DJ Dojek.
Yeah.
This guy fucking knows. He understands.
Hey, Pizza Rat, I'm calling an exterminator right now. I'm sick of your shit.
Whoa.
This is the end of the
line. Next time, huh?
This is the end of the line for you.
Oh, God.
You called about a rat with pizza,
nope,
did you?
Didn't want to go this direction. Beyonce,
what
yes?
Oh, you said you needed an exterminator.
Yeah, I didn't know you did that in addition to your career as a Hollywood actor.
I'm trying to diversify my portfolio. Now, where's the rat?
In Brooklyn.
Brooklyn,
right here, motherfucker.
Hoverstown.
Tell you what, they're rat.
Bed-Stuy, you take the G train out here, motherfucker.
Or take your fucking G train.
Okay, the G train is a myth. I'll say that.
Yeah, the G train is a myth.
You heard me? Brooklyn's my town. And I'll show you what for, rat. All right,
bye, Beyonce. Have fun time in Brooklyn. All right, Pizza Rat's dead.
Long live Pizza Rat.
First Groovy Skinnerd. Well, no, first me, then Groovy Skinnerd, then Pizza Rat.
I know.
So are you just like a strange revenant dining hall right now,
no,
Mr. McPhee?
No. My name's Dwick McPhee.
Mr. Dwick McPhee.
You know me.
Dwick, tell us your story, Dwick.
Dick pie.
Well,
All your friends are dead. It's only you
Let's let him speak, all right?
The last time you caught me, I was in international waters. Now, what was I doing in international waters, you see? Well, I was kidnapped, obviously, by Leonard Carmichael.
Of course.
Sensational.
My arch rival. Now, as you also must know, I had to kill him.
Well, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah. He had to die.
Dude, lethal force is not the only option.
As they always say, once you enter international waters, only one can return alive. It's part of the legal binding.
So did you also kill Groovy Skinnerd?
I never thought I'd have to say this. I killed Groovy Skinnerd with my own bare hands. At least I attended the funeral, Georgie.
I wasn't there.
You weren't there.
I wasn't there.
Sometimes I still hear his voice in my head saying, "Ew, Dwick McPhee, man, I can't believe you kill me, man. No way."
Did he say that before or after you killed him?
Yo.
No, he's imagining it in his head.
Georgie.
Have an imagination.
Yes, use your imagination.
I have to say,
yo,
Dwick McPhee,
Georgie.
That was a fantastic.
You were there, man.
I was there.
I feel like I'm hearing it in my head now.
Yeah. Are you also hearing that?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Are you also seeing that?
Describe it to me.
Listeners, are you seeing that too?
It looks like the very ghost of oh my God. I ain't no ghost, man. You thought you killed me? I never die in international waters. I've survived it so many times now.
You know what they say about international waters.
Yeah. Tell them, Georgie. You know, you were there.
You were there, Georgie.
As they say in international waters. Groovy Skater never fucking dies in them.
I never do, Georgie, man.
He man knows. Always finds his way
Georgie
back to
I,
town.
Georgie and I, we used to go to international waters all the time, man. Back during simpler days, simpler times.
Don't talk about what happened then.
Oh, you don't want me to tell him?
Oh, you can tell him.
I'll tell him. I'll give him just the tip of the iceberg.
yeah,
Georgie. Yeah. Listen, Georgie and I went out to international waters with a couple
and boy,
groovy
did we
cats.
Fuck.
We oh, there were some groovy chicks there, some groovy guys, a lot of groovy times were had.
Some peyote.
Listen, when it got to the
some groovy salvia.
If you go, oh, I love salvia. If you guys have ever been on trips to international waters, you know that there's that awkward time at the end. Georgie knows, man.
He was there.
There's that awkward time at the end of the trip where you're like, who's going to start killing who, you know? Because you can't leave with anyone besides one person alive. Georgie.
I was there.
So, ghost of Groovy Skinner. So, you and Dwight
McPhee. No, I'm not a ghost, man.
Sorry, Groovy. Oh. Sorry. So, you and Dwight McPhee both got out alive.
Well, here's the thing, dude. I just did what I always did, which is I play dead by lying face down in the water and drowning for probably like 2 months till I wash up to shore. I don't eat nothing, and I don't drink nothing but salt water. I don't even breathe, man.
Wow.
Georgie knows.
Oh, yeah.
Groovy.
Some people are like, yo, that's such a sick deception. And I'm like, yeah, I fooled them into thinking that I was dead, dude.
I just never know how Groovy does it, man. He always rallies.
I always rally, dude.
Indeed.
But what happened? So Leonard Carmichael died. Groovy Skinner drowned but made it back.
Well, first, Dwight McPhee tried to choke me. But like I just said, man, I don't really need to breathe that much. I'm kind of rare like that.
Yeah,
so I just
pretty you were singular. All, you were all on a boat.
Well,
we
were all on a boat. Well, we were all kidnapped
some
by
life,
the one
some
and only
Life of Pi shit.
Leonard Carmichael.
And there was someone else. I wasn't sure. Was Miss Piggy part of the kidnapping, or is she one of the kidnappees?
Wait, what happened to Honey Bear?
Oh, Honey Bear died a long time
ago.
Honey Bear died.
Honey Bear went down with Dan Harmon in flames.
I thought that Honey Bear was a robot.
Yes.
Did anyone else have that impression?
Yes.
I had some inklings.
Yeah. Well, listen, she didn't feel robotic when I was with her.
Yeah, what'd she feel like?
Yeah, what
Georgie,
did
you
know. She feel an orgasm?
I think I would describe it as like bags of sand, you know?
I would too.
Like, you know, bags like how, you know, how girls feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. All in their entire body.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bags of sand. So sick, dude. Yeah, Georgie.
You were there.
Oh, I really wish I had killed you. Yeah, I guess that's true.
It's not too late.
Listen, all I can guys, say is, Georgie, it's good that you did not go to the funeral. It is very bad luck to attend the funeral of the living, so.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess. You know, it means we could probably still be friends, Georgie.
And Dwight McPhee went to the funeral, so you know what that means.
Bad luck for Mick.
Honestly, I was going to bring it up. I really should be going, you know?
Wait, can I say,
yeah,
Groovy Skinner.
Of course, Georgie.
You're here.
Yeah.
Dwight McPhee's here.
Yeah, dude.
He tried to kill you. What are you going to do about it?
You know what, man? Listen.
This man tried to kill you and went to your funeral. Let me remind you that.
Nobody came to his birthday.
Well, listen.
Nobody came to his birthday. Dwight McPhee went to his funeral.
Yeah, well, listen, guys. If there's one thing I've learned, I've been killed many times. If there's one thing I've learned, is you gotta just forgive the people that kill you. Otherwise, how are you gonna like party with them later, you know? Mm. This is a life lesson for everyone to learn.
True.
This speaks to
when
me.
When you die, just learn to get over it, you know? So that way you can just keep on living.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That
yes.
I can get behind that.
Groovy,
Groovy, you know what? You've changed my life today.
Groovy, you always come in here.
Right here.
With,
in my heart.
With lots of just wisdom that you just
takes.
Spill upon our faces in rapid spurts.
Yeah. Well, another one is, when you're taking 3 tabs of acid, don't do so next to 2 gallons of milk. Because you're going to forget that you already drank the first gallon. And the first gallon's fine, but the second gallon, whoa.
Yeah.
You know?
I could have told you that, Groovy.
Yeah.
That's a bit more milk than is truly practical, in my opinion. I don't know. I'm a minor milk expert
don't
in some countries.
Don't speak to me or my son ever again.
I'm a 1 gallon man, but it's preference.
Well, Right, I'm glad you're not dead, dude.
Me too.
It's been real.
Yeah.
I died enough times already. I didn't need it to happen again, you know?
Yeah, you can't kill me. I'm already dead.
Love you all. And I'll catch you guys maybe in a few years, all right?
All right.
Groovy Skinner.
Groovy Skinner out, man.
Groovy Skinner out.
One last goodbye to Georgie, you know.
He was there.
He is there, dude.
Oh.
He is there.
We'll be there.
Dude. Great. Georgie.
That was an interesting fella. I'll be honest.
Oh, Mr. Cruz.
Yeah. Did you thought I left?
We're all. No. There's a lot of us, and we're all sharing mics.
Okay.
Michaels.
That makes sense.
Michaels. Yes.
Yeah, I love Michael.
Yeah.
He's on Jackson.
He's on Jackson.
Yeah.
On Jordan.
I'm on Sheen.
Mm-hmm. I'm on Tyson.
Yeah.
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 Makes sense. Makes perfect sense.
Tom.
Yeah. It's me, Tom Cruise.
You know, when's the next Mission Impossible coming out?
Oi, I'm glad you asked. Now, I always answer this question with a simple and direct answer. The next Mission Impossible, first of all, it is going to be a great film. And when people ask me about it, I always say, in my old home, I used to have 3 or 4 cats. I could never keep track of how many cats there were because I couldn't tell them apart and they were never in the same room at the same time. So I could have even had 1 cat, you know. And I always look at these cuts and I say, you guys are just so cute, but I can't tell you apart, you know? And then one day someone walks in and they say, Tom, that's a dog, you know? And so make sure you see the next Mission Impossible. It's going to be great.
Thank you, Tom.
Well, I know what I'm going to go see.
Jack Reacher. It's in theaters. It's like a blockbuster.
Yeah.
It's good to hear. Did you run?
Yes.
You have something you'd like to add?
Yes.
What is it?
Cheesecake.
Yeah. Thanks, Tom Cruise. I can
see it in your eyes, you're angry. Regret got shit on what you're feeling now. Mad cause he ain't like me. Oh, you mad cause nobody ever did it like me. All the care I would take, all the love that we made. Now you're trying to find somebody to replace what I gave to you. It's a shame you didn't keep it, Alicia, Katia. I know that you gon' hear this, I'm the man. Yeah, I said it, bitch, I'm the man. Don't you forget it. The way you walk, that's me. The way you talk, that's me. The way you got your hair up, did you forget, that's me. And a voice in your speaker right now, that's me, that's me. And a voice in your ear, that's me. Can't you see that I made it? Yeah, I made it. First I made you who you are and then I made it. And you're wasted with your latest. Yeah, I'm the reason why you always getting faded. Take a shot for me. Oh, 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 oh. Take a shot for me.
Girl, I cannot miss you. You and the music were the only things that I commit to. I never cheated for the record back when I was with you. But you believed in everything. Girl, me, girl, I don't get you. She said, I know you changed. You're always there because you're always busy doing things. I really wish you had a different way of doing things. I think the city that we're from just kind of ruined things. It's such a small place, not much to do but talk or listen. The men are jealous and the women all in competition. And now your friends telling you stories that you often misinterpret and taint all of your images of your Mr. Perfect. I can tell that you've been crying all night, drinking all summer, praying for your happiness, hope that you recover. This is one I know you hated when you heard it, and it's worse because you know that I deserve it.
Take a shot for me. Oh, 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 take a shot for me. Shot for me, uh-huh, 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 a shot for me.
neighbors respect you. Trouble neglect you. Angels protect you. And heaven accept you.
Hey guys.
What?
Yo.
I was wondering, could you guys do me like one favor? It's the last show.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's just one thing I need from all of you.
What?
All right. Dorian?
Yeah, yeah. Talk to the kid.
Can you guys do this for me? I just need you, all three of you, the ones who've lasted till this fourth hour. I need you to take me back.
Take you back.
What? Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain.
Oh, just boy. Take me
Ricky
back.
Ricardo.
Take me back. Take me back. Take me back.
Ricky Ricardo. Captain.
Take me back. Take me back. Take me back.
Ricky Ricardo.
Hey, Lucy. I'm home. Where you been? Oh, I know. You been conga dancing with me too. Now you got some splaining to do. This ain't about me, it's about you. Everything you're saying ain't true. I never trust a bee in apartment 23 cause she fucking the dude in 22. Got hands all in her gato. Hot sauce in her taco. Turn the face to Picasso. Head, Mrs. Potato, boom.
Baby, I went Ricky Ricardo. But you be Lucy Goosey when you be on that bottle. Say you wanna leave me, cause you caught me cheating. Baby, I ain't worry. I know.
Chill me back. Chill me back. Chill me back.
Ricky Ricardo.
Chill me back. Chill me back. Chill me back.
Ricky Ricardo.
See that girl like va 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 boom, showing naked ass like a ba ba boom. Watch me do my wap ba baloo. Early in the morning, get the cock a doodle doo. They call me the counter. Two girls, four titty bouncing. So proud of my Johnson. That's Johnson, Johnson, and Johnson. I don't fuck with no socks. Cold feet, I'm gon' stop. Get up off of those sheets, unless you're doing my laundries. I am the white Tyrese. Sweet lady, come talk to me. But please don't try and seduce me. Cause girl, I really love Lucy.
Ooh, baby, I went Ricky Ricardo. But you be Lucy Goosey when you be on that bottle. Say you wanna leave me, cause you caught me cheating. Baby, I ain't worry. I know.
Chill me back. Chill me back. Chill me back.
Ricky Ricardo. Ricky Ricardo.
Lucy Goosey. Hey, I admit, I went a little bit too Ricky Ricardo, didn't I, mamacita? But you are my flower.
Sorry, Lucy, I went Ricardo. I know you'll be back tomorrow. Kick your whiny ass out the car. She will be back, that's my motto. Come here, mamacita. You're my florecita. Sisita, come eat your fajita. Come here, mamacita. You're my florecita. No, sisita, come eat your fajita.
Dinner's ready.
Cause I'm Ricky Ricardo.
Ricardo.
Damn, that white girl got some ass. I can't believe it. White girl got some ass, I wanna see it. Black girl got her ass, it ain't a secret. Baby, turn around, I wanna see it. stereotypes. My girls in twos, that maximum exposure. Rosa know what I wanna do. Tell a load of girls all around the world, my last name must be Robbins, cause I'm basking in these asses. All 31 flavors keep calling. My 999 vanilla Cinderella, love when I tell her drop it. My butter pecan reason, but I love my chocolate. And I can't believe it, white girl got some ass, I wanna see it. Black girl got her ass, it ain't a secret. Baby, turn around, I wanna see it. Tryna see it, gotta see it. I wanna see that bubble, y'all. Call me Michael Jackson, cause I love to play with monkeys. It's a Miami thing, that's right. We down for anything, that's right. You do everything, that's right. Flow right a pit bull and the gang. I'm off the chain, lang, lang, lang. Ustedes saben quién es quién. Mira esa linga, con toda esa nalga de bing. Como tú sabes, estoy loco. De los buenos quedan poco. Mami, mueve los cocos. I don't care where you from, as long as you got that bug. And I can't believe it, I can't believe it. Girl got some ass, I wanna see it. Black girl got her ass, it ain't a secret. Baby, turn around, I wanna see it. Tryna see it, gotta see it. I wanna see that bubble, y'all. See it, but I'm bum, but I can't believe it.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat.
Yo.
Yo. Let's talk.
Yeah. Well, if that isn't going to chase you off the air, I don't know what will.
We will.
Oh, good.
We'll get rid of you.
I'm glad we can manage this.
Finishing what, our fourth hour?
Yes. And our fourth year.
Fourth hour. Symbolic.
Fourth year.
Deathly Hallows. Yep.
Classic.
Feel old yet?
Beautiful. I know I do.
I sure do, too.
We're quite old, us seniors in the room.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, we're ancient. Yep. Sometimes quick question, see how the room's feeling. Do you feel old yet?
I do.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel old as well.
That's the last vow I'll ever make.
All right, guys.
All right. I don't know how to do this.
I think first thing you're going to do is give a special shout out to all your callers.
Yes.
All the callers.
Wait, all the callers ever or all the callers tonight?
First off, all the callers tonight except for... Those D's the, nuts
the
callers.
Neck, dude, the neckbeard guys were
some good. Of the neckbeards were good.
Yeah, they're okay.
All right, I'd like to thank Joel Wasserman, our namesake.
We don't have to do there's a lot of people to thank.
He's the only one I'm thanking.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
I'd like to thank him.
We also want to thank
shout out
to
Joel.
Sam Worthington.
We would like to say
Chris Piper.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dorian. Yeah. Alex.
Yeah.
Jake Hoover, of course.
Jake Hoover.
Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken.
Love that guy.
DJ Doja is probably the best name I've heard in these past 4 years.
It's great.
Yeah, I love DJ
it's great.
Doja.
And I'm really happy.
So fresh.
I'm glad that I can, pull through so strong in the last show.
You know, no one, we asked this question a bunch of times, and no one ever asked me what my top five things are in media, including the X-Files. I'm not going to tell you the first four, because they're all the X-Files. But, the bottom four.
Yeah.
Bottom four.
Number one's got to be the radio name DJ Doja.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, that is a great number one.
It's a good name.
Thing in media.
You would do me this honor. Thank you, sir.
I do you this
and
honor.
And I guess, guys, as a sometime DJ but longtime listener and fan of the show, I think we, the viewers and the listeners, would like to give a shout out to the most special DJ duo.
Yeah.
That this college campus has ever seen. Give a quick, clap it up.
Why don't you guys talk about Sam Worthington and Aaron Fernandez?
Why don't you guys give us?